Good morning, everyone. It's Tuesday, February 4th, 2025, Barnes County Commission meeting. It's 8 a.m. Roll call, please.
Mike?
Here.
Vicki?
Here.
Bill?
Here.
Pete?
Here.
Sean?
Here.
Let's all stand by saying the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Any agenda corrections that anybody's aware of? If not, Roy, come on up. Yeah, yep. Sit in the hot chair there.
Okay. Is this your complaint?
Yeah, I have four of them.
Okay, I didn't have anything. So.
I'm sorry.
Thanks.
So basically, I have four complaints that I'd like to address. First is a railroad crossing we have down here on Hunt 21, north of the bridge. That has been blocked a lot this past year, and I come down quite a bit around there. And many times that they're sitting there for 15, 20, 25 minutes, they got the gates down. And there's a North Dakota Century Code that says they can't legally do that. They have 10 minutes. I have asked the Sheriff's Department to write them tickets, which they have all the authority to do so. And I was working with the deputy, Nathan, and between playing phone tag and everything and him being on vacation, I've never, ever had a follow-up on it. But it still continues to happen, not as much as it was, but it still happens. And somebody's going to get in trouble if somebody dies at that intersection from a heart attack. And that law is not being enforced. That's issue number one. I don't know how you deal with it, but it's all up to the legal system to take care of it.
You have a comment on that, Randy? You've had.
Well, we've written citations. The engineer and the judge just dismisses them because they have to listen to dispatch and when they're tied up. And if the train is broken down, they can tie up the intersection as long as they possibly, you know, long as it takes to fix the train. They've done that on State Highway 32. I mean, that is something we've talked to the state's attorney about. I mean, we go out and try to talk to them, get them to the train as fast as they can, see what's wrong. They're just blocking it because, well, then we make a complaint. But
have you actually issued a ticket?
I have.
Okay. Have you issued more than one ticket?
Well, we got dismissed because we got a citation. Give a citation to them that dispatches them. And that's St. Paul for them, Texas for the other railroad.
Right, but doesn't more make the greasy wheel actually turn better?
Well, we talked to the state's attorney about it. I mean, keep writing citations for the same thing and they get dismissed. The judge just gets irritated with it.
I see. So how many have you written? Just one.
I personally mean one.
One.
Okay.
Second one, and Pete has taken care of this, but it was the snow removal issue on 28th Street Southeast, that hill over, I don't know which direction you call it, but there's a gal who lives there who is a widow who has no equipment to take care of anything, and that is an extremely dangerous road. And I almost got killed on it here a few weeks ago.
It's a John Fuller hill.
That's a township road.
Yeah. Yeah, but what I found amazing is I asked Pete why they haven't done it. He says, we've never done it in our life. It costs us $130 an hour, and you know, from the, we got to pay the county to do it. I find it interesting that $130 an hour gets to become an issue, but yet pay raises for the county commission is okay. So I have a real issue with that because,
well, number one, it's a township road. Number two, picking on us as commissioners that we have no control over township roads isn't.
Well, it's my township. Let me answer. Yeah. When I said $130, that's what snowplow costs.
Yep.
I did not say we're not going to plow that road.
No,
for
you did not.
I did not say that, did I?
No, you did not say that.
So,
but what I worry about is that road, I mean, if you were to go off that and roll your car down into the trees and could not get out of your car, there's no cell phone reception down there.
No, I live there.
You'd be dead before somebody found you. And it's an issue. It's a safety issue.
So what do you say? We put a guardrail on hole?
No, I don't think you need to do it. What you have done is working, correct? Plow it, sand it, that is work, correct?
It has not snowed since then either.
Yeah, it has actually twice since then.
I go up and down that hill every other day and I take a picture to show the picture of the road.
Right.
The sheriff was out there that day. The day you got stuck, I drove around you and parked at the top of the hill until the sheriff got there. It's a rural hill in the winter, a township road. There's no way to sand them every day or make them safe.
I'd say you should sand it every day, but you when you were there, that was an extreme icy condition.
I drove around you and drove to the top of the hill.
I will send you down to the semi with a loaded trailer and we'll see how you...
Nobody goes there because they know not to go in there. I've lived at the bottom of that hill since 1972.
Right.
One truck has gone off that road. It was year 97 when all the power lines blew down and an out-of-state trucker came down that hill too fast. He went down the ditch and he drove it all the way to the bottom. In 53 years, that's how many have gone out there. How can you say it's a dangerous hill when you come here and live here for a few years, and I've lived there 55 years?
I totally understand that. How is a person who lives in that house supposed to egress and get it back and forth when they're leaving? What direction would you encourage them to take?
2 years ago when the roads were bad, a lot of times they had to go east. They had to go over to Iredales and down. When you live in the country, you don't always take the most convenient road. You take the road that's open.
Right.
If you think that road's dangerous, you do not drive it. The local people, any rural hill, I talked to Jamie about it. She said you can't sand and salt them all the time.
No, I totally agree.
Because you get mush.
But you had done nothing this year up to that point? Nothing?
Because their winter road maintenance in the county is snow removal.
Yep.
We don't sand roads. Except like the dam hill, that's pavement. We sand that when it's...
But the county sands.
The county does.
Yeah.
And as I told you, as you know, the township doesn't have road equipment, so we hire the township, or we hire the county. And the county does all their roads first. But as far as winter snow removal, there was no snow to remove that day. There was maybe an inch of snow, and that night before, it snowed about half an inch. You must have hit a slippery spot. Officer Kiefer drove around. He drove to the top of the hill. We both drove around. You, to block traffic, and waited, and a county sand truck came out, and we waited until the wrecker came to pull you up the hill for safety. So, I don't know what else you expect to do. It's a township gravel road in North Dakota in the winter. Mm-hmm. They're not all going to be great driving conditions.
Didn't say they would be.
So what do you want to do?
Well, you have to, for the person who lives there, you have to figure out a way to do snow removal so they can egress.
And you have another way out.
Yeah, they should, yes.
No, you.
Do I?
Yes. Do you have another way?
Well, they can drive to the east, can't they?
That time, the day that I did it, there's quite a drift down in the one intersection, and it's been cleaned, so I don't know who did it.
Which, there again, anything in the township falls back on the township.
Yep.
As far as the county, we can't go out and plow a township road until we get notified by the township.
Totally understand that.
Yeah.
So, and I talked to Marge that day, and I talked to her before, and I offered my services to clean her snow, and she never contacted me.
Right.
And you said that I should have followed up.
She won't contact you.
That's her prerogative, Roy. I can't make her contact me to plow her snow.
I understand that.
Well, then, what are you talking about, if you understand that?
The only thing, that stretch that we're talking about is not a very far stretch. It couldn't have cost the
township. It's not the cost thing. It's, we have not, the township has not plowed any roads this winter for snow.
Right. We're going to be rich in the spring, it sounds like.
Okay, Stewart Township, we have about a $40,000 a year budget. We spend about 2,000 yards of gravel, which would cost us $15 a yard delivered. Mm-hmm. That's $30,000.
Mm-hmm.
We pay the county another $6,000 to $10,000, depending on the year, for blading and snowplow.
Mm-hmm.
That's almost our $40,000.
Mm-hmm.
Where I don't understand why you don't think...
What happened to last year's budget if you didn't use it? What do you do with that money?
We had to put in a culvert below that hill going the other way. It was $25,000 for the culvert. So then on years when we don't have snow plowing, we can catch up on some of the projects that we have to do.
Okay.
You can come to any township meeting that's open to the public.
No,
The dollars are there.
Yep.
Nobody's getting rich on the township.
No, I didn't say they were.
Well, you said that. You were quite upset with me that day. You said, do your damn...
Well, I was quite upset.
You said, do your damn job and heads are going
to fall. I did say that to you.
Yeah,
you did. Yes, I did.
Okay, what's the next one here?
Next one. Crops. We've got crops being planted right next to the edge of the roads all over the county, and it's becoming an issue. At some point in time, somebody's going to get whacked on one of them intersections. We have setbacks, easements, and everything else, and the crops are supposed to be set back. And I don't know why Barnes County has such an issue with that, but I own property in five different counties in North Dakota. And this is the only county you see that where they're farming almost up to the edge of the road. When you meet a deer coming out, the deer has no... He's on the road by the time he gets out of the crop. They need to be set back, and it needs to be set back so somebody doesn't end up getting killed. Because you get late in the year when these combines are running, they're coming full speed ahead of through these intersections. You don't see them until they're almost on top of you. And the law reads they're supposed to be set back. So I think that's something you guys are going to have to address.
Which there again, you're also talking, I'm guessing, 99% of them are township roads, aren't they?
Could be.
Which in that case, you should start at that level.
Right.
And work your way up.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll do that.
So anytime there's a meeting, anything, get involved.
Yep.
Express your feelings on what's what.
Yep.
And then if you don't get somewhere from there, then you can kind of move up the ladder. But for us there again, I don't know that on a county road you're going to find that for an issue.
Well,
for the most part that I know of. But I know what you're...
A little drive later on, I can show you where that is happening.
Yeah.
Well, it's 33 feet, you know,
yeah,
from the center of the road.
Yep.
So, okay, next one.
And the final one is, I brought this up to you guys last fall, my intersection by my house, it has stop signs. They had a fishing tournament this weekend. All day long. I don't think there's ever been a ticket written there. It would take, my opinion, one day of writing a few tickets, and I don't think you'd have that issue again. Somebody's going to get hurt, killed, whatever. But, I mean, the amount of traffic that goes by on that road daily and those stop signs, nobody acknowledges them. So, in my opinion, you either rip the stop signs up or enforce it.
Randy, do you know of any that we... Because he brought that up to us, was it last spring, I think, wasn't it? Or whenever it was.
Jamie, can you think of Jamie?
But... when he was talking about running through that stop sign, have we ever busted anybody out there that you're aware of?
That I'm aware of, no.
Okay.
The one thing there, the stop sign, you come and you make a 90-degree corner and turn and make another 90-degree corner. Your north-south road has no stop sign.
No.
Right.
But they come and they go to either boat ramp.
Right.
And they just fly through them.
Yeah. But... they have to slow down enough to take the corner.
Totally agree. I can put up a video camera for you and tape it all
day. I believe people are probably rolling through the stop sign.
Yeah. They're not rolling, they're driving.
So we have two officers on duty in the whole county. How can we sit one out there at your stop sign to take pictures?
You know, Pete, it wouldn't be really hard on a holiday weekend or a fishing tournament or something like that, and you knew people were going down there. Like I said, you'd only need to do it one time.
Did you realize when you bought a rural residence that it was on a county road and an access road to the lake? And there would be traffic.
Oh, sure, absolutely.
And there would be traffic.
Absolutely. Yeah. I haven't complained. I've been doing the one putting down the saline solution on the road at my own cost. I've been doing it for 3 years.
Yeah, everybody does it.
I've done it for 10 years or 15 years.
I know that, but nobody in my neighborhood does it. I'm the only one that does it.
They have the option to do it. They can do it if they want.
Well, I didn't say they could be, but what I'm telling you is, yeah, I mean, it costs me $1,000 a year to do that, I understand that. Living in the country, that's part of it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't come here crying and ask you to do it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I talked to Jamie first when I moved here and asked her about dust control, and she says you have to do that on your own. So, well, it wasn't Jamie at the time. It was
Carrie.
Yeah. And so I said, good. And he said, when we have ours done, if you'd like it done, we'll, you know, send you a bill. And we're fine with that. So
the first big episode that we have this spring, we'll have somebody out there.
Okay. I appreciate that.
Correct, Randy?
I didn't get it.
So the first big outing we have this spring when the lake opens up, let's make a few jaunts up and down that road.
That's probably one of the best patrolled intersections during the summer because the Corps hires us to patrol. I've sat there. I don't see it. You know, they stop. Well, probably they see me too.
The Highway Patrol patrols even. I've met the Highway Patrolman before.
It's not like it's not getting patrolled. It's getting patrolled. Yeah. It's just if we're in the area, they see us too, just like they, and they stop.
You're more than welcome to sit in one of my approaches and sit there for an hour, and I'll bet you'd write a couple of tickets.
Well, we get a heavy weekend. We'll sit there.
So we'll do that this spring.
I appreciate
it. I guess I've been setting out at 21 and 19, that intersection, because it's a paved road, and it's more traffic, and higher speeds, and so on and so forth.
Okay.
That's all they have for you.
Okay,
thank you.
Very good.
Yeah, thank you.
Vehicle bid, Sheriff. Stephen, you're looking nice this morning.
Well, thank you.
Not that you don't look nice every morning, we just don't see you.
Yeah. I guess our budget is wrong. There's only $70,000 in it. Correct now?
Yes.
That's what it has been since we fine-tuned it last fall.
And we never got a copy of that.
Okay.
So we didn't know.
Okay.
Well, I think there is some confusion because we board didn't know either what the final budget is. So apparently it's not getting trickled down to...
No, I'll give you
go ahead. I'll stay.
No, I got it right over here.
Yeah, there's...
So the weed board is confused about if they could buy a truck or not.
Yeah.
We meet with them and then they don't get a final approval one way or another. So that's got to be... address.
And we'll be running older vehicles, and we've got to look at the repair line item, like an engine.
$55.
You know, that line item's probably shot. And we had transmission last year.
In
start
the
running older vehicles, that's what happens. So that's what we'll do. I guess that makes it pretty simple. They already got copies.
We got copies.
Yeah, we got the. Yeah.
Okay. And if you sent out an email on it, Stephen, and if we used the Tahoe, most of that stuff would go from one to the other.
The Explorer.
Okay.
Yep.
The Tahoe, because of the body style change.
That's right.
We can only use the front cage.
Yeah. That's right.
And with the Explorer, most of the stuff will go.
Okay. And is that your choice, then?
Well, coming in, my choice was one of each. Mm-hmm. So you guys pick which one you want.
And one of the picks was the Explorer, right?
Yep, Explorer and then the Tahoe, because that's what you're replacing.
We're replacing the one that's got the weight calibration.
No, I was wrong about that last weekend. That's already being replaced. The vehicle's down at Code 4 getting... the lights and stuff switched around.
On. That white one is?
No.
Oh.
The one that's replacing the white one is there.
So the old Tahoe, we're still keeping them.
Well, we'll sell it at some point in time when we get the other one running, or else do whatever you want to do with it.
So the white stuff is going into what then?
Doug's old Tahoe.
Okay.
Yep. I was wrong on that. It was that got taken care of.
Now there are some differences that you sent out on that Explorer. Some of the stuff that we had bid that were supposed to be covered were not covered. I mean, floor mats.
Well, that's the bid.
It's in the bid.
Yeah, the total part of it is the steel it covers that.
Yeah. Okay.
That's just the add-ons that we, when we send out a slip to every dealership, it's the same. So it's apples to apples, kind of.
Yeah.
I thought it was
the only difference in here is you got a mid size and a full size. You got to figure out what.
This is what we're asking. This is what you got to put it in.
Yeah.
Was the Explorer the most expensive?
No.
Tahoe.
Yeah.
Okay. Then I make a motion that we accept the bid for the Explorer for the Sheriff's Department.
Motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion and second. Is there any further discussion?
Is it still at 47,887 now? Is that the bid that you presented last time?
For the Explorer?
Yeah.
It hasn't changed.
And you say you don't have to add much to that one. Pretty much everything else.
It'll be, yeah.
Very minimal.
Yeah.
It'll just be whatever they charge us to switch it over and some things.
The bid with adding the AstroStart and the mud flaps, the floor mat, the auxiliary battery is 50. 50,546.
That's down at the bottom.
It's at the bottom of this.
Right down here.
Yep. Got to kind of look for that email.
And that's still cheapest?
Yeah.
That's still the cheapest.
Well, considering the switch and everything over, yeah.
What was the time limit on it? I don't remember.
That I don't
know. Okay. You don't know already.
It doesn't matter because after we order it, it always changes.
Okay.
That's what I call.
Any further discussion? Roll call.
Pete.
Yes.
Vicky.
Yes.
Bill.
Yes.
Sean.
Yes.
Mike.
Yes.
Okay, we'll get that thing taken care of.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. And then I believe we've got some introductions to do.
We all know Anna.
I'm Karen, I'm the nurse of the jail. I'm Melissa, I'm in the jail and sheriff's office.
Glad to meet you.
Santa.
Good to meet you.
I'll let you guys come up and talk about that. You have experience with me. Also, yeah.
See, I told you right away you should move up.
She's up there, too. Well, that's not. You know more about this program than I do.
Okay.
Come on.
Just a little background. I've got about 15 years of experience in law enforcement and. The last three of it, I was running the jail in Wapaton. So we were the second in the state to get the Guardian. And this is what they have put together to pitch to you guys today, which is something that is much needed. Yes. So I looked at the Guardian system probably 8 months or so ago, but at that time it was $8,000 a year. They have since rolled out their new system called Command Cloud, and for facilities our size, so populations less than 50, they've actually decreased the yearly cost by 50%. So the yearly cost is about $39,995. So just under $4,000 a year for this. Up front, it's a little bit more just to get some of the setup done. What it is it'll be a device about the size of a cell phone that our staff will be able to carry around. We'll be able to decrease a lot of our paper usage because we can digitalize a lot of what we do as far as our inventories, our razors, nail clippers, all of our inmate movement, all of our rounds, all of our inmate observation.
Commissary, legal papers.
Is all on this device.
And right now you're doing it how?
Right now it is
by hand.
Right now, it's a lot of work on our person that's sitting in master control because they are the one that ends up doing 90% of the logging while paying attention to inmate movement, staff movement, answering phone calls, answering emails. It's a lot, while also watching all of our cameras, paying attention to all of the inmates. So it'll take a lot of strain off of the person that's sitting at master control while also making sure that things are being logged correctly, because the person that has a Spartan is the one that's doing the logging, basically, at that point. So if I have an inmate that is impersonating a monkey and they are making monkey noises and they're jumping from bunk to table to shower, we can record that on the Spartan. And that goes into a file, and so when state comes, they can be like, you know, they ask us for all of our logs, they ask us for observation, they want to know they want to be able to picture it, and with this device we can literally show them what was going on.
So it's audio, video?
Audio, video, yep.
And everything is real time, so it's the exact time that...
Has a mark,
whatever the mark is. Yep. Which is huge. It cuts down the liability about 95%.
Yeah.
So
the one thing that's not included on the quote just yet is our medical manager, our medication manager, which is kind of the driving force behind this. We have had a couple of med errors that have resulted in wrong meds to wrong inmate. And that is not okay. That can result in death. And this device will cut down. It won't cut down on medical variances 100%, but it'll cut down on those wrong med, wrong inmate type of situations. Sometimes we, you know, get the variants where a staff member popped a med and then the inmate refused it. We have to consider that a variance, but it's not. It can be avoided, but it's not a serious variance.
And you have the inmate signing that he's refusing the med right there. So it's not, you're not going back and forth into master, you know, logging that.
Right now the only way that we are able to document that an inmate refused is by logging it that X inmate refused X med. Well, they can say, well, no, I didn't. Well, we don't have audio in the pods or in the hallways, so we can't do that.
So this is concerning medical errors. So the nurse doesn't actually give the meds to the person. No. They give the meds to you guys, and then you
we
give
have
it to
med
the
times four times a day, 0530, 1130, 1730, and 2100. I don't have a nurse on 24/7.
No.
So our staff do have to give meds. They go through medical training. Mistakes happen, but we're trying to limit our liability with these major mistakes by having a program that can help us with that.
Okay, so this program, you said, does not include medical.
No. So,
but you're also saying that this program, you can tape them when they refuse, right?
Yes.
Without, what would the medical piece be?
So they haven't priced it yet. So they're going from their on-demand system to Command Cloud. So they are having to redesign everything. They are in the process. They'll be pushing out the medication manager here the end of quarter one, early quarter two. They will then price it. Currently, medication manager with on-demand is just under $1,700 a year. We are working with City County Health to see if there's grant funding available to help pay at least for the medical portion of it, since Karen is technically employed through City County Health. So we are working with them to help offset some of the cost of this.
Does it look like there's anything out there?
So what are you...
We haven't talked, so I've been in contact with both Katie and Megan. Megan does have a grant. We just haven't met with the people that oversee that grant funding. They wanted us to come here first before we involved that board.
So when you go visit an inmate, what are you carrying?
Nothing.
Absolutely.
Right now.
Nothing. Not even a walkie-talkie just in case you get...
No, we have radios, we have tasers, we carry Narcan, handcuffs, that kind of stuff.
So this would be another piece for your tool belt, is what you're saying? Or are you going to eliminate the walkie-talkie because you already have communications?
No.
The Guardian actually acts as another correctional officer because it's doing most of the work. I shouldn't say most of it, but a lot of the work it's doing.
In real time.
In real time.
You don't want a discrepancy
right.
in anything in court. And he's got a lot of them are looking for easy money. I mean, any of these guys could have been like, I took this seizure med that's for bipolar disorder, and now I'm not feeling well. I mean, $1,700, you aren't getting out of court for less than $1,700.
So right now you're asking for $4,000 a year.
Plus the startup costs.
Plus the startup costs.
Which you haven't told me yet.
So in the quotes that were sent to you, there's two quote options. So along with this, Guardian also has, we can either do inmate IDs that they carry, we can do inmate wristbands, or we don't have to do anything for inmate identification. We can take photos with the Spartan for inmate, we'll take a photo of the inmate at their intake. So then we have an accurate photo of what they look like at intake that will go into their profile in the Spartan. So we can use that for inmate identification. They are looking at rolling out what they call Vision Ops. It's going to be facial recognition. But that is still in beta testing, so they don't have a cost for it, and it'll be approximately a year before they even are ready to roll it out to facilities. So in a year, I might come back and say, we would really like to add Vision Ops. This is the cost of it. For right now, there's two quote options. Option number two is the lesser of the two, and that's $5,400. That includes, so outside of every single cell and outside of every pod, we will have what's called a hard tag, and it has an RFID chip, and the Spartans actually scan those RFID chips. So as staff are going around and doing rounds, they will go buzz every door that has, every cell door that has an inmate in it.
And they have to.
And it's required.
North Dakota jail standard requires that you
check
and visually look in every section where an inmate can go.
And so, it just prove that you did.
Right.
Correct.
Yeah. So it's a lot like the old jail over here with the DEGI system. It's similar to that, but a lot more technology. But it's kind of the same concept as the DEGI system.
Those silver buttons around the building, or even they're scattered inside.
Inside.
But you already are doing that. How are you doing it now?
Just visual.
Visual. Yeah.
Same.
And charting it or whatever you want.
Yeah, logging. Master's logging.
So you're looking at what a year?
So
$4,000.
$4,000 a year plus the cost of the medication manager.
Which we don't know.
No, I'm hoping. They haven't said that they plan to increase it, so I'm really hoping it stays at that $1,700 cost.
So you said that option two is $5,400. What's option one?
Option one is more expensive. So option one, it gives us inmate wristbands for a year, but it's all the setup for that. And so it includes the printers, the ink, all of that. And so that
and
is...
And then these inmates could take them off.
They can, but you can charge them.
Yeah,
for destruction property. And they are very hard to
come off. It's a hospital bam, it locks.
Yeah. And it has an RFID chip in it, too.
A lot of the U.S. Marshals that we get are from Sherborne. Sherborne has this program, and they have the wristbands. You literally have to take a scissors and cut them off.
You
can't just strong-arm it.
If they come with those bands, we can reuse we can put their bands in our system, too.
So for these, our marshals that are coming in from other facilities that have the wristbands, we just scan them, and we don't have to put a new one on them. So that does save a little bit, but the overall setup for the inmate wristbands is $8,500 for the first year.
Don't share that email, Vicki. It's on there.
I have it. Do you want a copy of the quote?
This from Jeremy.
Oh, it was the one you sent out.
Yep. 127 from Jeremy. Got all this stuff on it.
Yeah. I don't know if that additional $3,100 is worth it for maybe only 1 year, if we can move to Vision Ops.
But you can always add that if need be.
Correct. Yeah. Yep. So if next year, if Vision Ops is going to be $4,000 a year, we can say, let's do wristbands. It'll... And I can find this printer... I mean, they aren't marking this up. I did find the same printer that they have listed on here for, like, $150 bucks less. So they really aren't marking anything up on here. But we can also try and find things a little bit cheaper elsewhere.
Personally, you kind of want the wristbands, though, from my personal preference, because you are able, when you do medication, you scan the inmate's wrist. So that, you know, that officer that hasn't been there
you're
for 3 or 4 days.
You're not going to second guess it that way.
Yeah. And then comes back to work and, okay.
And the biggest thing, I don't know how to say it politically correct, and I apologize if I offend anybody, but a lot of these guys that are coming in that are marshals are of different skin colors, and some of them look the same, but they're very different people. And yeah, if you haven't been there, that's where our med errors are kind of coming from, is people that we aren't used to seeing every day, and they all kind of look the same.
And they try to get away with stuff.
And they try to get away with stuff. And so this will just kind of help cut down.
But if you went with the number one at the 8,500, it would still only be 4,000 a year. It won't increase
Correct.
That part, right?
No, it's just the,
So the setup would be 3,000 more.
Definitely. Yes, because right. You have the printer and they add in wristbands and the hard, the laminator and the crimper and all of that. That's all basically a one-time fee. The wristbands, there's 450 in a box. That'll last us over a year, especially with these guys that are coming in from other facilities.
But what do these wristbands cost per box?
So per box, it's $675. And there's 450 in the box.
So then that would be added to the 4,000 per year. It would be 675.
Yes.
If we go through.
If we went with wristbands and stayed with wristbands.
Which your suggestion kind of is wristbands. Kind of as an insurance policy, basically.
Right.
So your total today that you would like if you did the wristbands?
If we did the wristbands, the total today would be 85.38
plus 4,000.
No.
The year. No. That's included in this first.
So the first one next year will be 4,000.
Correct.
Yep. Plus supplies for wristbands if we go through wristbands and stuff.
So it'd be the option one you're looking at. That's 85.13.
So
538.
So you're saying one box will be a year's worth.
It'd be very close, especially if we limit, like, say we have somebody that comes in, we wait for them to go to court before we put a wristband on them.
To see if they're staying or not.
Right. Yeah, to see if they stay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Basically set a limit. They've got to be here for 3 days before we put a wristband on them. I mean, we can save wristbands.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good
idea. And we can still put them in the system and everything. We just won't scan a wristband until we put one on.
They would be in the observation cells anyway, so they're not in the population. So that would be.
And if they're only going to be there a month and you know them, you wouldn't have to put a wristband on them?
We wouldn't have to. But if they have medications, you'd want to. That's why you're doing it. The only reason we thought we could go without
the wristbands for a year is because they talked about facial recognition being part of their next go-to, which would replace the bands.
Unless it costs more.
Yeah, and we don't know.
So is this in your budget?
I don't know. I don't have our updated budget.
I just asked Julie. She wasn't sure she was going to check.
Yeah.
Well,
there
okay,
are
so,
other spots where
so
we're cutting costs. We have a new Medicare program for our inmates. Okay. So basically, they get signed up for Medicaid. Mm-hmm. So it's, and I do have the sheets, and I can show you how much. Since they started the program, how much it's saving us a month. It's only been going for, there's five copies there. It's only been going for about 5 months now. So the first total is what Medicaid is paying for. The second total is what we pay.
And the third one is what we're saving by not having to pay for all their medications because it's going through Medicaid. All their hospital visits, ER visits, everything's going through their Medicaid number. So it gets billed to the state, and then the state basically turns around and bills us, but at a Medicaid rate. And then all these other counties that we house for, Dickey, Graves, all their when they get signed up, all their costs go directly to their county. They don't go to us to get paid, and then I turn around and bill that county. It goes directly to them.
So with this, we've saved $6,000 in 5 months.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much, yep.
Which is the cost of the Guardian.
Oh. Yeah.
What line item would that come out of?
What?
I'm in the Medicaid, program. But it's worth the time.
It'd start with new equipment, and then after that, it would probably be subscriptions and dues.
Well, we basically paid for it with this.
Yeah. And not to mention all the money that we're making on U.S. Marshal holds. Right now, it's $95 a day per day for inmates. Yeah, we have 11.
I don't think we cut your budget.
There's $15,000 in new equipment, and dues and subscriptions have $20,000.
That's what you've been taking out of it, so it's in there?
I would have enough in my budget.
All right. Which I assumed you did, because I don't remember us cutting you.
Well, which one does everybody want to go with? The one with the wristbands?
I think I'd go for the wristband.
Yeah.
So.
Then you're done.
I'll make the motion.
A second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion?
I know it's a big cost, but, I mean, we're to diminish the liability that we'd be.
It's $8,500
doesn't go very far.
It's replacing a correctional officer, too, you know?
And like you said,
almost replacing an officer.
Some of these people would just love to sue us for anything. Mm-hmm. They
anything and everything.
Yeah.
So we can actually downsize one then.
No, that's why I changed it.
Hey, it's right here on recording.
We got you saying that we gained one less person.
Harvard, you heard it, didn't you?
Yeah, I sure did.
Roll call.
24 hours a day. You never have to, you know.
All right, Bill.
Yes.
Mike.
Yes.
Sean.
Yes.
Pete.
Yes.
Vicki.
Yes.
Any idea on when? Next week? Or?
So we will, I'll get a hold of Mike Fuller, who's our contact. We can have it up and running probably within a couple of months. We will have, I think, 41 hard tags that we have to put up in the facility so we can scan. So that'll be part of all of it.
Tell them to put a rush on it.
So how many of these?
Yeah.
41 hard tags. I thought you weren't going to do that if you did the wristbands.
No, the hard tags go outside of every single door.
Regardless.
So they can scan them.
Yeah, so we had the option of doing IDs cards like we have for the county or wristbands for the inmates.
Okay. Yep.
So how many of these scanners do you get?
We get 2 Spartans and their charging station and everything like that. Our officers will have key fobs that are assigned to them, and that's how they log into the device. For their shift.
Okay.
And does a Spartan download into
the mainframe? If for some reason we lost internet connection up there, it'll hold all your data.
You can still walk around with your Spartan. Still takes the data, even though you can't access it in master or whatever, if it's on, if it's down.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's always recording it.
So if this goes south, we're blaming you because you...
This won't go south.
Well, you're familiar with this system yourself, and you like it.
Oh, I loved it.
Yep. Come put a rush on it.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought it should be a requirement for...
And they'll come in and do staff training and get everybody set up and whatnot. So
the training is minimal. An hour, 2 hours tops. It's just that easy to use.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you. Nice meeting you. Everybody.
Nice meeting you too.
How many inmates we have right now?
26.
Oh.
Nice.
You're running a special or something?
No. They're not done with me yet.
What?
I have 5 contracts for 2025. Griggs County.
And what are we charging them?
$100 a day.
Thank you. All
Sargent
of them?
County.
All of them?
Yep.
Okay.
The only one that's different is Valley City.
Yep. Foster County.
Anytime,
their main contract is with Stetsman, but if Stetsman has a conflict, they'll bring it to us. Yep.
They keep their bases covered.
Yep. Lemoore.
That's why we have a contract with us and cows do it.
And is this already the rate, or this don't go into effect till you?
No, this is already the rate. It's the same as last year.
So it's a renewal of contracts. Yep. Okay. You're up to Lemoore. Foster, Lemoore, Sargent, and Griggs so far.
I have two Foster.
Yeah, Foster's here.
Okay.
So it's only four contracts?
Huh?
It's four contracts,
yep,
not five.
Yep, I must have printed Foster out twice.
Okay.
All right.
So does that amount to a lot of inmates per year, those four?
I'd say not with these ones. No. Lemoore usually takes theirs to Stetsman, too, and Sargent likes to take to Richland County because it's closer,
okay. But
we will get some from them.
So it's an amount to 50 a year, probably.
And Griggs is probably one of our main ones.
What's up?
Ransom comes to us.
Yep.
Ransom, Griggs, Trail, which I don't have yet, and what's the other one up there? Steel. They're
thanks, Stephen.
Do they have any temporary holding facilities, or they bring them right here?
They bring them right here.
They don't have like an overnight or anything?
No.
Okay.
Now I'm done.
What should we do like if we didn't
know? All right. Yeah. Well, we appreciate it.
I mean,
thank you.
All days the deal for
What was her name, the blonde?
Alyssa.
Is she a corrections officer or a deputy or what?
Alyssa's shared, right?
What's that?
Melissa.
She's a shared
employee.
She's at the.
That's correct.
The blonde lady.
She does for Emma, right?
Yep. She was up.
And then she's up at the.
Helping us get caught up and.
So she's full time between you and the.
Nope.
Jail.
No, it's part time.
Part time.
Would like to see it go full time.
Okay.
Because we're trying to reduce some of the officers' responsibilities and give it to her, so you don't.
So what is she shared with?
Jail.
Okay, so
she is a full-time employee.
She's a full-time employee
of the jail.
No,
she isn't full-time between both.
No.
So where does she? Is she doing this for someplace else?
No.
Why did we have her on just as a part-time between both?
As soon as she can go full-time, we will.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you.
If that's okay with you guys.
Yeah. Melissa's last name.
That's our plan.
Yeah.
But right now. I think not until the end of the school year. It has to do with, it's personal.
It isn't us, it's her, right?
Correct.
Yeah, well, that's the thing everybody's trying to understand.
Okay. She wants to be full, and she right now doesn't want to be full-time.
What was her last name?
I can't, it's Nitschke, and don't ask me to spell it.
Okay. That's her choice, not ours.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
In May, after school, my visiting with her, and I was going to come talk to you about it. We could do the full-time. I think it's a good fit.
For you or for the jail?
Yes.
For full, both.
But they'd be still split.
Universal.
Well, if they needed her, yes. Oh. I think we would use her a lot more than the jail would.
Okay. All right.
You might have that option.
Okay.
Good.
That's what we were wondering. Thank you.
Yep.
Plus, she's got all that for background, so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, she's even the CIS system, the CAD system we have, she's familiar with that.
Okay.
That's why we have that, too. So.
Very good.
Hopefully did she move here?
Right now she's in Minnesota.
Yeah. So hopefully she stays here then when they get the new deal down there.
Well, I asked her. They're moving closer.
Oh, okay.
So that's when it would be a better fit for her to work.
Okay.
Like last night, she stayed at a motel.
Okay, very good. Well, let's all go to Cindy's favorite spot, the auditor's office.
Cindy on.
Julie, what do you got for us? Anything?
Minutes.
Okay. I gave everybody a copy. Everybody have any questions?
I read through them and move to approve.
I'll second.
Motion and second. And all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Okay.
Okay, and then I had, now is usually the time when I make reservations for the NADACO convention in October. Radisson started charging, on top of the state rate, they started charging $350 per night for amenities like swimming pool use and exercise room. Do you still want to stay there?
$350, like $350,
no,
or
$3.50.
$3.50.
Whether you use them or not.
Does it look like I used it?
Well, I didn't use it either. No.
Well,
and that's an automatic.
Yes.
Yeah. We don't get an option of saying we don't want that. Because, I didn't have a chance.
Well, we're not going pool. Back to the other one down farther. At least I
So then, where do you want me to make the reservation?
Stay at the same place. I mean, I'm fine with that.
I'm okay with that, I guess.
Pete?
It's close enough to walk. That's what I like about it.
But the other place was just as close, wasn't it?
Well, you put her down at the old Ramcota.
No.
And the four of us
will stay with the same place.
We're staying at Everbridge, so.
Where's that at? South of the old Ramcota?
Yeah, right.
Yes, right.
The run right next south.
I stayed there, too. I'd rather be at the Radisson.
Well, that isn't any more expensive, is it?
No.
No, it's all state.
Yeah. Okay.
So it cost us about, what, $35 for the thing?
Well, we kind of start out at the Radisson because they have everything there to start with. And the first few years, it was kind of a pain because you were down at the Ramcota, then you come up there, and then you left there anyway. So I'm okay with it.
Okay.
So anything else?
Nope.
Okay. Commission discussion. Pete?
For the VA, I was up there yesterday and talked to him. She said Mike has been up there too, so you can add into what he has. But for the month of, I suppose it would be January, we had 2,657 van miles. We gave 34 rides. The office handled 278 calls, 112 walk-ins, and they had 24 scheduled appointments.
How many walk-ins?
112.
Really?
Plus then there are 2 days of a month down at Lemoore. And she said that's going fine. There's still not a lot of activity there because when they had no services there, a lot of those guys had already gone to Stutzman or somebody else. So they're starting to build a clientele. And she seems to have a good rapport with them. And Lemoore pays her mileage for driving down there. And they're current with that. And our schedule or our contract with Lemoore is up in April, I think. So she's going to bring in some numbers probably in March to see how it's going, see if we have to up the contract, up the days, anything like that, before it's up for renewal in April. So, because the year's in and, you know, we don't really know how much time she's spending there and everything else. So she'll update us on that.
Okay.
And the driver situation is going okay. I mean, there's been a little scheduling conflict with one of them was had a vacation schedule that he didn't tell the other one about, so they got to shuffle around a little bit. But they've been going a week on and a week off, so it seems to be working. Then, like I said, Mike's been involved too, so he can add to it too. And I talked to him yesterday about what are they thinking on scheduling the drivers, and she said they're working on it. So, but now, when she talked to us before, they're in the middle of training Becky and stuff, so said Becky's trained in, and they're still going to have to train the clients to not call in at 6 in the morning and cancel.
No.
Because that's a lot of that happens now. And that's why the driver has the phone on him.
No.
So just the day I was up there that morning, the van was sitting there and it was supposed to go. And the guy called in, called Bob or Dewey at 6 a.m. and canceled. So where if the phone was in the office, those guys would have come to work and then found out it was canceled.
Yeah, but if they were in the office and it should get forwarded to...
Who's ever driving?
No, it should get forwarded to who's ever at the office.
Yeah.
And they should be able to call and tell them.
Right. It wouldn't get forwarded until 8 o'clock when somebody gets into the office.
But it should. I can't believe it can't be transferred to, like, Tammy's phone or whatever.
Right.
Tammy gets a hold of whatever. Yep.
So... But like I said, there'll be some information to the clients, too, where, you know, if you should know before 6 a.m. If you don't have to go that morning.
Yeah.
So there's some going to be some learning involved. So I had an airport meeting yesterday. I went over the bills for the month. In January, it's pretty slow. They sold 500-some gallons of fuel. You know, they make some decent money on it. Their engineering firm was there, and they're doing an update to their electrical service panel. Right now it's kind of a panel in the open between a couple of buildings. So they're actually going to put out bids on a fiberglass hut to put all the electrical in.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're also going to put out bids for repairing the northeast corner of the fence because there's a hillside above the old Inkstead place. So they got to reroute the fence a little bit. And so I was about dead on that. So that's all I got.
Sean.
The water board was the day after our last meeting. It was late in the month. Next one will be next week already. Little dam was all done. Thuringial Drain, they're having a meeting. If they can't get in and own, they're going to have it here at the Eagles. Because they're looking at expanding the actual drain itself. So the ground that is paying into that drain goes all the way up into Cuba Township, Norman, Cuba.
Mm.
The actual drain isn't in those, or in Norma. They're looking at extending that if the landowners are wanting it, which is why they're doing the meeting, because there's some interest in it. They're using leftover money from that they had from the little dam to put it towards that dam survey they got to get done on Clausen Springs. And the clearing and snagging, I believe they started this, whatever, the week after our meeting, so it would have been last week.
Yeah.
There were 7 miles left of going to the county line, but, you know, there's probably only 4 or 5 miles in a straight line, but it was and I informed them that the city was interested to get in touch with them, and I also told them that they need to really look at the stretch from the dam to town.
Down.
So, and then they're putting a priority list together as for themselves on the dam inventory that the state, you know, just generously handed back to the people that could least afford them. So they talked about the Brown Dam because that'll be the next one on the list, which I'm guessing will just be a straight removal. There won't be anything put in like they did at Little Dam or Catherine. It'll be so that it's just wide open because it's not on... The property isn't accessible.
Okay.
I mean, it's public land, but there's no way to access it. So, Social Services was yesterday. They have one open, which is a great improvement, one opening in the call center. So that's been going really well. Instead of being 6 months behind, they are current.
Hmm.
There was, over the Christmas, beginning of the year time frame, there was a little bit of wait time on the, but they said they hope to get that back down to 5-10 minutes, so it was up to 15, but it's better that at 15 and you're getting taken care of than it was before the call center where it was weeks.
Yeah.
They reinstated three of their child care workers for three positions, and that was questioned why they were rehiring, and it was good workers, so they sent the ground back because it was they didn't leave on bad terms. And but one of the other members of the board just thought there were strangers rehiring and, you know, people that had left. And he goes, are we going to continue if they want to leave again? And she goes, no, this is only, you know, if they wouldn't have been as good at workers, they wouldn't have gone back. She gave us a legislative update on the bills that they're not in favor of. And then there was a, well, and the biggest reason with the call center was that 2 weeks ago when the order was dropped or made up that, you know, they were freezing that money. Well, nobody in any of the states knew what dollar amounts that entailed with the Medicare, Medicaid, federal monies coming into these programs. So they said that was the spike here in the last 2 weeks. But I got museum coming up. In Waterboard.
How'd the pancake feed go?
And the pancake feed went. It was a very miserable night. We were down from last year.
I was planning on going, but it was 20 below that night.
Yeah, but they still did really good. I cannot remember the dollar amount, but yeah, they still had it. I want to say it was like, was it close to 200 people?
Yeah, I had
80 something like that. There was still a good turnout
for the weather. Wise,
nice it was.
But for the plan of going and got in the house as cold as it was, I did not.
Well, and it was the wind was blowing the beat home, and and then if I remember, there was something else going on that same night, so it was.
It was about the coldest day of the year that we'd had so far.
I'm done.
Mike.
City County Health. I went to that was like day after our last meeting. They finished up the parking lot. There's still some striping issues that they're going to work on down there. I don't know if it's ever been just talked about here because they didn't meet in December. So the South Central Human Services looking at needing five more offices upstairs there. So they're
room?
Yep.
Oh.
Because they're going to try to do more behavior health. So they're looking to be putting five offices upstairs. One would be where the old kitchen is, would be done that area upstairs. They're going to use about $25,000 from a HRSA grant to kind of get started, but the concern is going to be how to fund the thing because it's got to be done by completed by June of 2025 for these guys. But I think they talked a little bit about how they're going to fund that till it can get reimbursed there. But
what are they looking at? Or they have no idea.
Just getting plans and that type of thing, so that'll probably be next meeting when we'll get some numbers there.
So these offices they'd rent to whoever.
Right, yep. Went over their budget, which are all in. They've already worked on it. This was just to finalize it. They said they lowered it from, I think they're looking at about 3 or 3.5% increase. Is what it kind of showed. I looked, they get balances at the end of the year, which they seem fine. They're like their cash balance is about 243. They've got grant money with that kind of tied, but they're actually the cash balance, I think, is more what you guys usually look at, I think.
Yeah.
And a lot of their stuff for reimbursements probably hit here in January that from December.
What is their budget for the year?
A little over $2 million.
Okay. Which we put in about $400,000, so we're a small share of their budget. And the rest is
lots of different entities that have
grants and federal and state funding and stuff like that. Okay.
And they're part of that last year. It's down a little because last year they had the generator. I guess was about $98,000, and that so that was last year's part. So I told Katie I'd go come down sometime and kind of more understand this budget type thing. We did talk a little bit about the policy stuff.
And they're working on it.
Well, for one, they didn't know that we had changed it with the and. I mean, so it's where we had changed the policy here with and commission instead of or.
Still, it didn't matter either way. We were still supposed to be put in the loop.
Yep. So that's the one. The other one that's always been a concern that, as we talked about it, was Juneteenth. So they said if we want to bring it back up to their board, they would go. But what they're doing is just, she wants to run, or the board there said they, once they got the policy, they just want to be able to run with whatever's in the policy and not have to come back every time to make a decision, yes or no. So that's where their decision was. Like, where we
But in our policy book, it states what our vacation days are.
Yes.
And that's any changes have to be voted on. And nobody voted on any, so why did they change it?
That's a question. That's what I said. She said we could. I could bring it up to their board again on, like...
Are they saying they're going to take Juneteenth off?
Theirs is in their policy of that right now, yes.
Can I say something?
Yep.
The president canceled some of that stuff, like Juneteenth and all mm-hmm. that inclusion
right.
stuff.
Yep.
So if that gets canceled, I don't know what all these other places are going to do. Are they going to cancel it then?
Right. Right now, it's in their policy. We'd have to talk to their board and to reevaluate the policy of city county health. Yeah. Just like I'm sure some of these other, asking a question. Some of these other governing boards probably have some of their own policies too. I don't know.
Most of the boards that I'm on, they go by our policy.
Okay.
So that they don't. Did they give us each individual copies of their policy so we could look it over to deny or approve it? No. Yet we give them a copy of our policy, and they won't even go by it.
I know last summer after a couple of these things hit the fan, me and Cindy had actually sat down and went through what we were expecting, and I thought everything had kind of went the way it was supposed to, and then this next one come up, and
okay.
that's where we ended up. But
be good to know a little bit of hindsight to see where it was at.
Yeah.
I just brought up, I said, we got a discrepancy here, and she showed hers, and that didn't have the change that that was made here sent to them. So that was her first.
Yeah. So going back to the behavioral health thing.
Yeah.
That's through South Central?
Yes.
So, and they're going ahead.
As far as I understand, yes.
Adding offices now, and there's the whole new, it's a whole new program being looked at the legislative session for behavioral health, I was told yesterday. So, are they anticipating it going through, or what's.
That I don't know. I couldn't answer that. No. But what is it something that. We could have her up, or just maybe we should have another meet with her and see what.
Yeah, we can do.
Because some of the things are, I can see some of their points on like closures. You know, they've got appointments scheduled, and we close, or the county closes. They've got people coming in. She said it's really tough on their end to follow, like that as spur of the moment type. Okay, 8 o'clock, we decide to close, and they've got people coming. You're supposed to close or not. Other issue is closures. You know, where
that's like a snowstorm.
Yes, yes. I heard a complaint from them that we closed the office one time and we never notified them.
That was quite some time ago.
Yeah.
Yes, and that was all to do with this. Now, they want to be able to close when we close, but yet they don't want to follow our policy when we say they can't take vacations. Or not vacations, but holidays. You know, they want both sides of it. They can't have both sides of it.
Whenever... We've been, whenever we made a decision that we were going to close for a certain amount of time or delay 2 hours or whatever, I usually try to call South Central in Jamestown, and I usually try to call City County Health now. It wasn't always that way before, but I try to keep them in the loop along with it just so they know. Which city county health is a little bit different that way because they're in a completely different building.
Yeah.
The reason we do it for the most part is so if the parking lot is bad enough, That give, and I went back to the stand days where he's trying to push snow and there's 15 cars pulling into the parking lot and you're not getting anywhere.
Yep.
So a lot of it was done to help that out. Now we've got where our crew comes a little earlier maybe and we got more people on board or whatever, but we haven't had a lot of snow either. So we'd have to take kind of whatever by whatever the occasion is. But anyway, yeah, set something up and we'll talk again.
I would like a copy of their policy.
Okay.
To look it over. Because if they're going to have a different policy from us, which I'm not saying they can't, but then they wouldn't run with any of our closures or anything like that. So, you know, you can whine one way and then you whine the other way because you can't have both. You can't have you can't have our policy and our way of doing things if they're going to have a different policy. You can't have both.
Well, like I said, me and Cindy had a meeting with her.
And I thought it was already taken care of, and obviously
last
it didn't
summer,
work.
But apparently we can have another one. So we'll get it taken
care
of.
So was the issue when you met was mostly holiday time?
Yes. Most of it, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we thought we had it hammered out already, but not.
So Juneteenth, what did they do? They took it off then, I'm guessing.
Last year they did, yeah.
We told
did you
them
meet
couldn't.
After that? Or,
yes.
Or that
I think it was after that, if I remember right. Don't hold me to it 100%, but I was thinking that's after that is why we met. But
so maybe that's what I think it just some of it might be communication and get a little more.
I think for the most part, when me and Cindy were talking, is you want to get funding from the county.
Mm-hmm.
So the way I was looking at it for the most part, let's play by kind of the same rules, and we basically go off of whatever the courthouse policy is.
Okay.
And I kind of thought we had that all squared away, but then this last one came up, and we're kind of back in the same boat again.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. I think we just got to get a common ground there where we're at.
Yeah. See. So you set something up. That's fine.
Okay.
Anything else?
Nope.
Okay. Vicki.
So I went to the library. We had taken out a loan for $100,000. We're going to pay a big chunk of that off to bring down our liability for this loan, but we'll still have a loan out. So the funding for the library is still ongoing. The plumbing proposal to fix the bathroom is on hold yet, so they're still working on that. And we approved the financial policy for this year.
So their days on and off coincide with ours?
Yes. They do. They do with HUD housing, too. All the ones that I have seem to follow the same policy as Barnes County. So
so what about, do they close, go to closures? Okay, so you closed. Does the library close?
Yes.
Okay.
Actually, the library closed a little bit more than we did when we had COVID, because they didn't have the resources to actually check people's temperatures. So we understood that reasoning, and that was brought to this board's attention, and they agreed that, you know. But, yeah, they follow our policy. So do HUD housing, by the way. Yeah. Okay, and then I went to the senior council, first meeting with them. So Salvation Army, because they didn't get enough funds cut back, they used to provide paper products to the food pantry, and they no longer do that. But they did not cut back their meat, which they do provide for the food pantry. They just cut back the paper products. So they cut down a little bit. And I was surprised that they didn't cut the meat, but they just cut the paper products, which they figure they can get through another entity. So So they send out meals 7 days a week. They have buses. They just did a remodel down there, and it's all finished, and it's very nice. So the meeting room used to be in the food pantry area, and now they have a meeting room up front. So
it's in the senior citizens building?
Yes. And they do enrollments, you know, for senior citizens to get into the Medicare thing. So they do that. It was all kind of interesting. And they seem to have no issues right now, and they already have the remodel already paid for and everything, so they're running pretty good.
So who is their funding through?
I don't know exactly where all their funding comes through, but I know we are only a portion. We put in 2 mills, and they have way more than that for money-wise. They get it from everywhere.
What, are you talking about Southeast? Or?
No, the senior citizen.
Senior citizen.
Well, part of it probably comes from Southeast.
Probably some of it comes from there, too, yes. They did say something about they have had no referrals from Buffalo Bridges. They used to get referrals from Barnes County about people that were on the borderline for the food pantry, and they said they have gotten no referrals from Buffalo Bridges. So I thought that was kind of strange. So
it, I can that, ask next time. But
well, it just
might
was.
Be, there might not be none right now.
So. Right. But they said they haven't for quite some since they've turned to Buffalo Bridges, which has been a while.
So, for the food pantry.
Yeah.
Because Buffalo Bridges is running their own food pantry.
Oh, okay. All right. That's how that went. Okay. Well, I'll tell them that when I next.
If, I mean, I'm pretty sure it's in both companies are doing it. I know they have the actual is over there, but, I mean, that just could be the reason. So.
Well, I didn't absorb everything that was thrown at me, so I'll be going again in next quarter.
Well, you are a senior citizen. So.
Yes. Well.
That's why you didn't absorb it all.
No.
Maybe after the next time.
No. You just can't absorb everything that they say. They were just talking about, I'll send this around. This was the feeding grandma thing that they handed out to us. And I also picked up a adult services newsletter. It tells you when they're going to feed you and what they're going to feed you. If you're interested in going down and getting meals.
I should sign up. That's a good deal. $3.5 for dinner. Can't beat it.
So.
You got to come with coleslaw?
Some days, I think. Thursdays.
Anyway, I'll send this around. You guys can look at it, but I'd like it back because I haven't finished it off yet myself. So.
Yeah, here it shows on the front there. The meal, their meal cost is $13. That's 38% federal, 17% state.
I hear it actually tells you what they're at.
26% local providers and required match.
Yes.
So that's where it all comes from. Yeah.
Here you can pick your days, Pete, when you want to go because you can look at the menu. Lasagna, hamburgers, chicken pot pies, country fried steak.
Sounds good to me.
I did have their fish meal, and they had it fish with scalloped potatoes. And I liked everything except the fish had lemon pepper on it, and I'm not crazy about lemon pepper fish. So other than that, the meal was really good. So.
Well, that's a good service. My dad used to get Meals on Wheels the last couple of years when he moved to town, and it was a nutritious meal for an old person who didn't cook.
So that's it for me because I don't have my other meetings until this month.
Okay.
Since last meeting.
Highway Department, our trailer that we normally haul a skid steer around on is in need of some dire repair. We got an estimate from Quality Alignment for like $6,000 to replace a couple axles. Had to do a bunch of welding on it. We have not done nothing with it yet. I said just for comparison, get some prices of something equivalent in a trailer-wise, and let's see what a new one. I don't want to stick $6,000 in an old used one if you can buy one for $9,000. Yeah. So they're getting some prices on that. and Jamie wasn't going to come, but she's home with the flu, so I told her to stay home.
And it's above what our guys can repair.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Yeah, I went out and looked at it out of quality. I mean, Jamie come and picked me up here a couple weeks ago or whatever it was. We drove out and looked, and it was still up on their rack, and walked underneath, and you could see where the frame was cracked in a few places, and the axles were... And they couldn't... Most of the time, you can align a trailer up, but for where this is at and the bracket that comes over the top for the tilt bed portion, they can't get their machine in there, so...
How heavy a trailer is it?
It's like a...
8,000 pound.
Yeah, it's like a skid steer type trailer. I guess I don't know the exact...
Like a 20 footer or a 16 footer?
Do they know how it got tweaked?
I
want to
say like a 14 footer.
Just
it's old.
Just enough for skid steer.
Huh?
Using it is how it got tweaked. Skid steer trailer gets used
and it's old and used and whatever, so...
Pintle hitch or something? Is the pintle hitch or bumper or...
I never even looked at the hitch. So I honestly don't know. I went underneath the back end of it, and that's what I was looking at. So, and then everybody got that email from your daughter-in-law, Amanda, if you all looked at it.
Yeah, I've never looked at it.
Do we want to have her do a little investigating on what she does or doesn't think? And, I mean, we'd have to have some kind of charge probably for... the use of the building or whatever, but she would have kind of a business of having passport pictures.
I don't think we can sponsor one private person over another, you know, because doesn't Deb Holthauser still do passports or not?
I have no idea who does.
I mean, when my wife got one, that's who I think she went to.
I know Dutton's used to it one time, and they have no business anymore.
And I think that Holthauser took over after that, but just my opinion, we can't sponsor one private person over another to give her space in the courthouse to do it unless we set it up as a county function.
Yeah. So. Good. That's why we're talking about it. The other one was anybody put any more thought into that water project that Greg Bischoff come to us here? What, a couple months back, two, 3 months ago?
The $100,000 they wanted us to put in?
Or? Yeah. They've had, he just sent me a message last night that Lemoore's going to take some and Ransom's going to take some, and I don't know. I didn't take any.
I don't know.
But keep that in the back of your memory banks and see if you do or don't, and I'll give them a final answer after our next meeting. So, other than that, that's about all I got. Tanya.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. Did you guys get this memo previous to today?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Went on the front.
A week or so ago.
Yeah.
I think
about a week. Yep.
Okay. 128.
Okay. So, went through the research on the codes, talked to the AG's office, talked to Aaron Burst, and the general answer is the way to get this back through taxpayer money is to ask the legislatures to give you permission to do a legislative fix, likely not happening this session, but you can certainly have a conversation with them, see if they can find a way to make that work. I don't know if that's possible, but... we can certainly have a conversation with them related to just issuing new statements. We can't do that. Once your statements are sent, they're sent. In essence, right now, the school is going to be out about $208,000 and change from the taxes that are unable to be collected at this point. The county's got kind of two options. You can give them that money, straight give them, not come back for it later. Kind of three options. Give them the money, not come back for it later, not give them the money, and that's it. Or give them the money, and hopefully the legislature will let you fix it if you don't get in the session next one. I don't have any doubts that they will give you that option to do a legislative fix. It's just that the money is going to be gone in the meantime for
potentially. I mean, there's a gap.
Potentially, there could be a couple of years there, yeah. So that's going to have a domino effect as well of you might be assessing some owner in 2-3 years, even next year, really, if you got the fix this year. You might be assessing an owner that's a different owner than before, yeah. But those are kind of, in essence, your three choices. So
the state said we could go ahead and pay for it out of the general fund?
You can.
And every other district in the state or in the county is going to be just fine with that?
Probably not.
That's probably not. Thank you.
But
that's a choice.
You guys
Debbie.
Made the big bucks.
Is that before discount? Just, I mean, that would make a difference. You know, those taxes were collected, that's the whole amount.
It's
if
true.
It was paid by discount period, it'd be 5% less.
So if they get the approval for the legislative fix, I would go back and figure that out. If they were giving them the money, I'd go back and figure that out.
Because if the taxpayer paid it by February 18th, they would have paid 5% less. That's just a question to throw out there.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
If we paid it by that time, would we subtract 5% too? Because that would be what they would have collected from.
I think the shortage amount that I have, based on the amount that was not assessed in there, is that 208 and change. I don't know if that number includes a 5% discount or not. I don't know that.
So if they did a legislative fix, it would be like in another year or two, and then you could get your 5% off there if you pay it early.
That would be a new one. Assessment then.
It'd be a new assessment for the fix.
I don't know because it's what it is now. You know, it's the tax that we would have collected now by the deadline of February 18th.
Presumably, this includes the 5%.
Yes, I would guess.
Presumably. Because that's the amount that's short.
Yes.
So I assume this number would include your 5% discount, so there wouldn't be any more taken off of it.
Okay, that was my question.
Yeah.
If that was the 5% less, or if that was the whole amount.
It should be, because that's the final number, so it should be. Yeah, I think so.
You'll double check that or whatever.
I don't know. Yeah, I can make sure that that's the correct number, but yeah.
So these other districts got their full amount, right?
It was the Valley City one, right, and a little bit in Kappa.
So why would they complain if Valley City got...
Out of county funds, that those districts didn't get the benefit of. I mean, yeah, they got their money.
They got their full
money. Yeah. They got their money, but it wasn't the over and above. Yeah.
I could see Rashawn could say, okay, so we're actually... I'll use myself or you, Pete, or anybody out there, so but if I'm on BCN district, I'm contributing to Valley City Public, and I'm already paid for BCN.
Yeah.
If you do the give back, I can see that.
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah.
Because I've got land involved. So.
Yeah.
That's the point I was making.
That's where I know where you're going with that.
That's the point I was concerned with.
Yeah.
I have been to.
This was like a, not that these are small numbers, but if it was like a $30,000 thing or something and not hundreds of thousands of dollars, it would be different.
There is nothing in the Department of Education where they can make up the difference until it can get straightened out next tax year?
Not that I'm aware of. Williams County has gone through this. Similar thing where there was one situation where there's no bridge, one situation where there's an underage, and there was an underage essentially because the auditor gave them an extension that they're not allowed authorized to give. And so then they went in and got a legislative fix, but they ultimately told them, like, you just can't collect that amount. And that was like $300,000. So I don't know if Williams gave them the money in the meantime or if it just conveniently happened to work out good timing-wise with legislature. I'm not sure. But they did get their legislative fix and got the money at some point.
So is it a guarantee that we will get it back from them? Not really, is it?
No. I don't know. It's a guarantee.
You have to hope the legislature says you can.
Yeah.
So, no, there is no guarantee.
No. So we got to determine. We don't have to determine it today, but everybody knows what's what anyway now.
Yeah.
Yep. I mean, it's a Barnes County mistake, and we're Barnes County.
Yep.
So one way or another, we got to figure it out.
Yeah.
We got to do it legally, of course. I'm looking now to see what was your final opinion on it, Connie. What did you recommend?
It's your choice. My ultimate answer is you can't go through the other codes. There were some codes where we thought maybe we could make some arguments. The school can sue you at this point for this $208,000.
Mm-hmm.
May or may not be on the horizon. I know the school's in a deficit. Currently, already, without being short $208,000, so ultimately, those are your three choices. Give it to them, that's it, we're done. Give it to them and hopefully we get it back, or don't give it to them.
And if we did give it to
them, they're not guaranteed that it would got all that this year either. You know,
no,
later.
No, no.
You know, I mean,
I don't know
you never...
That's if you collected 100%.
That's if you, and which normally...
Yeah, I don't know what the rate is.
Don't you pay like typically like 90-ish percent? They get most of it, 90-95 or something?
Yep.
They get most of it, yeah.
I am kind of concerned about how it gets fixed. If the choice is to fix in the future, how that's going to implement into everything we already have that we do with the computer system, and you know, how would you fix it going forward so that it was accurate with.
From here on out,
yeah, what checks and balances do we have?
To fix it is how you don't know how you. Julie might be able to answer that. I don't do that in my office, but the fix to make sure the fix is right,
yeah.
I think is going to be complicated.
I think it would be an entirely separate statement.
Okay.
And an entirely separate statement that says this, it would likely go out at your next one with your other ones, and there'd be some sort of letter that goes with it, explains it, and then. This is the $50, whatever it is for that person.
But would the dates of discount penalties be different then because it's from the year before? I mean, there'd be new sets of rules.
Yeah.
That's where it gets kind of complicated is because you're mixing
yeah.
this year with next year and then are the dates right? And that's all determined by century code stuff, so I don't know. I don't know.
That we would probably hammer out those things with our legislative fix, and we would probably iron those out with them.
That's something we'd have to hammer, like you say.
I would
depending
have to
on which way
fix.
We just... Yeah.
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 So a legislative fix would be a separate bill that would have to go before the legislature to refund us that money or to give pay the
to
money
give
back?
Give you the ability to assess it.
So how would that process work? How do you...
You draft a bill, you get someone to sponsor it, you get someone to present it. Yeah. Argue in favor of it. You hope it passes both sides.
So that's 2 years down the road.
Yeah.
Because there is no bills going in.
Right now.
Oh, sure. No.
Yeah. We passed.
And it's not a guarantee anyway.
Right.
No. It's not a guarantee.
It's not a guarantee.
No, it's not.
So.
That's why I thought that the Department of Education would have something in there for. You know, something that
like I said, we don't have to make a decision today, but what are we going to do in the next 2 weeks to make our decision easier or harder? I mean, what can we do?
Well, put your thinking caps on, and if you want to explore something and come up with a different solution.
Yeah, we've got three options. So.
We have a bake sale on the corner to help subsidize it, or
Bill's ice cream stand.
Does the school know about this? Does the school
care? Oh, yeah. They were here earlier.
Okay.
Yeah, there ain't nothing that's a secret. Nor do we want it that way.
Yes.
No.
No. How do we make sure it doesn't happen again? Is there...
Well, I think we got that problem fixed.
Yeah.
Right? Figured out.
Yep.
Because, I mean, not just with this issue, with any other taxing authority we have. I mean, we got to just make sure we follow the rules.
Yeah. And we determine on what happened. When it got transferred back and forth, it never took the last assessment that it should have taken when Julie was entering the numbers, and that's what put us in the boat. But
and
it
the
isn't,
work wasn't double-checked. There's a paper copy that was not verified. So.
Yeah. But so we know what the problem was, and that's fixable, but we still have this problem at the large.
Right.
So.
The thing is, we've had two snafus in school funding the last 2 years, yep. Which does not look good.
So.
Yeah, I don't envy any of your decisions.
So. Let me know when you start that pie sale.
I know. I'm not a very good baker, but maybe I can pick up a side gig. I don't know.
Okay.
Can't be that hard, but. All righty.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
Anything else?
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second. Motion, is there a second? All in favor, say aye.
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 Pull the same sign. Good to see you, Jack.
Yeah. Regarding that, is it a possibility there's plenty of tax bills in session now? Is it a possibility to do amendment?
Well, to my understanding, when she did the research on it, I think she explored with their information, and don't hold me 100%, but to what we could do, because she's also been talking with attorney for all the counties. And I believe it was not that option. I don't think. But we can always re-ask her, too.
I think that's Aaron Burris.
Yep.
You talked to Aaron.
I talked to Aaron already. I talked to him when we first were discussing on how we could possibly get it back. So
yeah, you can put an amendment in a bill, but then it would have to be an education bill, and then you're on the risk of destroying somebody else's
result
of that. Yeah.
We went through bills yesterday at social services, and there was amendments tacked on that have nothing to do with it, and they're going to recommend do not vote for it because...
of the amendment.
Yeah. So why would you want to do somebody else's
thanks, bill everyone.
By attaching an amendment?
But there's sometimes there's bills that...
Did you get a notice on the tour of the John Deere CEO group?
Yeah.
Next Monday?
Is that when it is?
Monday, February 10th, 2 to 3.
PM. Anybody want a winter show ticket?
What's this?
The Development Corp is setting up a tour of the John Deere seating building.
Okay, when is it?
Next Monday. February 10th, 2 to 3 p.m. I just got an email on it. Next Monday.